The new iPhone 4 has people lining up at stores eager to get their hands on one. Unfortunately, those who've touched it say if your fingers hit the rim in the wrong spot, phone calls drop. NPR's Laura Seidel went to find out if it's true.
When Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone earlier this month, he bragged about the sleek steel rim that doubled as an antenna. But as soon as people got the phone, the complaints began to flood in. Users claimed that if you touched the phone just right on the left edge where there's a break in the steel rim, calls get cut off. So I wanted to find out, is it true?
So here I am at the Apple store in downtown San Francisco, and I am going to call my editor, Sarah Saracen, and we're going to see if there's a glitch. Sarah, I'm moving my fingers around the rim. So, are you there? Are you there? It does, in fact, seem to drop out. I tried again, just in case it was a fluke, and the same thing happened. Word is out on the street, and it's giving customers like Rue Mizuno pause about buying one.
It's definitely caught my attention, yeah. I think I'll take a look at it or wait a little bit more to hear more about it before I commit to buying the new one.
All over the web, folks are coming up with some creative high-tech solutions. Fast Company magazine recommends scotch tape in the little crack along the side. Other folks are recommending a rubber case for the phone. Apple is owning up to the problem. In a statement, the company said, gripping the phone will result in some attenuation of its antenna performance. The statement continued, this is a fact of life for every wireless phone. Steve Jobs himself responded. His answer was like the old joke about the guy who tells the doctor, doctor, it hurts when I do this. The doctor says, well, don't do that. In this case, Steve Jobs responded, well, don't do that. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR.